You're listening to DraftKings Network.
It's the Cooligans, stupid.
How about another episode of the Cooligans?
Yes, is that what's on the menu?
Yes, and you know what? Sometimes we talk about players that play in MLS. And sometimes we even get the chance to have them, you know, call in or zoom in, right? Mm. And we interview them. How about we go right to them, bro?
Exactly, all right? Go where they stay.
How about we just mash up the front door and be like, hey, yo, let me in.
Hey, knock, knock. Chicha, you in there?
Knock, knock, bang, bang, where the goal's at?
An exciting episode today. Welcome, everybody. This is the MLS All-Star Special with the Cooligans, sponsored by... I don't know.
This hotel room.
The hotel room recording out of, sponsored by Dan Le Batard himself.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Poppy. Thank you, everybody there.
Sponsored by Poppy.
He's the Cooligan, stupid.
We are excited to be here. We're currently in Minnesota. Mm-hmm. We're recording this intro in our hotel room.
That's right.
But we've been all over the place, going to Allianz Field, going... doing our stand-up show.
We've been texting the MLS All-Stars and be like, where y'all at? Yeah, wherever they are, we show up with a camera, bro.
Okay. They let us in the group chat. They have an MLS All-Star group chat.
Bro, I'm going to let you in on something. There's a lot more conversation about foot powder, bro, in this group chat.
Wow.
Apparently, athlete's foot's a real thing.
Damn, bro. They trade in feet pics on this?
They're on sale. Join our Patreon. $500 a month, you get Chicharito feet.
It's not sexual. It's for medical advice.
Yo. Doctor, put that thing away. I'm trying to show you my foot.
But no, man. Hello, everybody. My name is Christian Polanco.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm Alexis Guerreros.
Yeah.
It's the Cooligans. We're hilarious.
Let's go. It's been a wild time here in Minnesota, which you can hear more about on Patreon. If you join, you'll get access to our No Cap Recap podcast. You can hear about all the
behind the scenes,
the detail, the sordid tales.
Oh, the stuff we can't say to authorities.
Okay. Join patreon.com/soccercooligans if you want to hear more about that stuff. But this is an exciting episode because this episode is jam-packed.
Bro, we don't have enough room.
That's right, and that is very much true. We don't have enough room for all the interviews, so a couple of them are going to be on Patreon. So
that's right.
Hear,
some of them are going to be exclusive to Gully Squad. So shout out to Gully Squad. You guys are going to get a bunch of cool interviews.
Exactly.
Some of which we were asked to not air publicly. So that's what you're going to get. So you get it.
Okay. So we're just doing our... due diligence, I think. I don't know.
You know?
I've heard people say that on CNN. It sounds like it's the right thing
bro,
to say.
I love it. Yeah. Also, we have decided to start listening to our legal counsel.
Okay. I don't even know. Alexis edited the episode, so I don't know the order that we're going to go down. But
we've got some incredible interviews. Would you like me to read them out to you?
I would love exactly that.
Okay, when you and I are done yipping, they're going to get to hear a little DeAndre Yedlin.
Ooh.
Finally.
Finally, I get
on our
him
show.
On the show, DeAndre Yedlin of Inter Miami.
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
After him, young star boy on a come up, homegrown to DP, Jesus Ferreira.
Jesus Ferreira, the USMNT possible number 9 at the World Cup. Mm-hmm. We shall see. We'll ask him about it.
Maybe. After him, we've got Inchi himself.
Let's go.
Adrian Heath.
That's right.
That's okay. How we say it, bro.
Okay. THs? Nah, bro.
Nah, that's now a F, bro.
We done with THs.
And then after that, I honestly don't, this was not planned in any way, shape, or form.
For real.
What you are about to hear is might possibly be the most iconic moment in Cooligan's history.
Mm.
We started out interviewing the one, the only, Chicharito.
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere comes in Carlitos Vela.
Carlitos Vela. We're like, you know, one Mexican legend would be more than enough.
More than enough.
But no, Carlitos.
It's like the Dos Santos for me. They said, we got two of them? Two of them.
Okay.
It's crazy.
It's not one Santos.
Oh, my God. Just like the name, bro.
It is Dos Santos, all right?
So that's what we got on our show, that we got two Mexican legends. And some of you are confused. Is it Chicharito and Carlos Vela, or is it the Dos Santos brothers? It is Chicharito and Carlos Vela.
That's right. They're going to, you'll hear them in a little bit. Wow. I mean, as we're recording
Los Angeles is split. Bro, on this episode,
all right, we basically brought the Krypton Bloods together, 100%. Bro, and we fixed it all.
Yo, everything's good.
Okay, that's it. You don't need a beef anymore.
No, I said, why y'all worried about this beef? Let's get this money.
Okay, that's too much money to be made. Yo. Okay, and then we started a new five families.
100%. Okay, we got meetings coming up, and you better show your feet if you want to get in, bro.
Okay,
it's a lot less a crime scene. And more of a foot meeting, bro.
All right. Okay. So, look.
I hope they don't listen to this episode.
I hope they skip the intro.
Yeah. We did not show our feet, man.
Okay. We're just out here to have a good time.
We're having a great time. We are getting a little delirious in this hotel room.
Right. But no, look, this is, you know, the skills challenge is later today as we're recording this. But this is, you know, MLS All-Star already. I mean, it's not even, we're not even halfway through it, and it's
it's pandemonium.
Been wild. Our stand-up show at the Black Heart was crazy. I'm not even exact. You know, sometimes, you know, comedians will be like, yo, I went up there, did the show, killed it.
They carry me out of there.
Bro,
it was a wild, casual evening in reality. This was not.
Minnesota came through.
We had famous Instagram and Twitter, journalists getting blizzed.
Okay. We got to save it for the Patreon.
We had an actual superstar get up on stage out of nowhere, surprised me. We had an entire group chant for an Uber driver in the room, jumping up and down.
You're giving away too much, Alexis.
Bro, a Bumble date. Showed up out of nowhere.
Yo, these are just, I mean, this is.
I'm not making any of this up.
These are all teasers, but yo, it was legit wild.
It was crazy.
Yo,
the bartender was legit triple pouring.
Even the bartender was like, yo, y'all was so funny, I couldn't even pay attention to my job.
Yeah, she was an older woman. And legitimately, if you asked for like a Jack and Coke, it was 90% Jack and a splash of Coke. And she was out here enjoying herself to the end. And as a comic, by the way, you want to make the bartender laugh because they are a tough audience. They've
seen
member.
It all.
They've heard it all.
Yeah.
They're done. They're jaded. They've dealt with drunks their whole lives now.
Right.
They're done. They've heard every comic. They've heard every joke. They know what you're going to say before you say it. And she genuinely was dying of laughter.
Yeah, it was great.
A packed room full of nothing but love and jokes about our underparts. It was amazing.
Okay. So, we'll talk more about the show and everything. And
that's good. We're going to talk about it on No Cap Recap.
No Cap Recap. So be on the lookout for that. Patreon.com/SoccerCooligans.
And you know what? There's a lot of people that aren't in Minnesota that are listening to this right now, and they're like, man, I wish I was at that comedy show. Bro, Gully Squad, we got you.
Yeah,
We're going to edit together a little something because it was a very long show.
Yeah.
And I think there's the Q&A part. We're not even sure if you can hear the audience because they didn't have a mic, but we're gonna edit together a little something, put it up.
We'll get you something.
You guys are going to get a little taste, a little bit of the juice left over.
Okay, a little Hugo.
The au jus.
So a lot to talk about, a lot to look forward to. Yeah, our time at MLS All-Star is not even close to over. You'll hear more about it maybe a little bit on next week's show, but definitely on No Cap Recap, so make sure to tune in to that on Patreon. But let's get to it, man. We have so many dope interviews. This is a nice appetizer for MLS All-Star for sure, because this was
the game is going to be a little bit later today,
right? The interviews themselves were to the point where, you know, the journalists, they're doing their thing around. Okay?
They're trying.
They're doing what they're supposed
to
do.
Yeah, they're doing their job at a very high level.
Correct.
The problem is we ain't got no level, bro.
The bar is extremely low over here. Fam,
I will say this, and I'm not kidding when I say this. I don't know. You tell me if you agree with me or not. Did it kind of feel like pre the All-Star game, we were the All-Stars.
You know what? This is what I was going to say, was that every time we were doing an interview, why was it? There were people circling.
We had a little bit of audience.
No, you know, it was like, you know,
people would gather.
You know that freestyle rapper, Harry Mack? You know him? He's very popular on YouTube.
This is the old white dude you keep telling me about.
He's younger than us, I believe, but he just has gray hair.
A little bit rough.
Looks a little old. But,
so you heard it here first, folks. He's under the age of 22.
Whenever he starts rapping, people start making a circle around him, and this is what it felt like. As soon as we started interviewing somebody, you know, because there were plenty of interviews going on with the All-Stars.
There were other people they could listen to.
Yeah, and people weren't, you know, hovering around them, seeing what was going on. But when the Cooligans got on the mic with one of these players.
Loud, funny. Next thing you know, I felt like, you know, when like Jesus like healed a baby lamb or something.
Or something. I mean, Alexis, you know? I love how he is just really in tune with the Bible. He knows all the stories.
I mean, I know front to back. I know exactly what's on page 69. It's a picture of your mother, dude.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I got a different Bible.
All right, let's get to it, because
the first interview we've waited for this gentleman to be on our show for so long through so many different colors of his hair. We finally got him. Ladies and gentlemen, here's our interview with DeAndre Yedlin. The first thing I want to say about the gentleman in front of me, mm-hmm. for those of you who don't know, this is DeAndre Yedlin, but Hellcat, only Hellcat in Europe. Or first Hellcat in Europe.
Well, we get right into it.
Yeah,
bro,
right. How did you manage, bro?
I don't know if it's the first one, but it was a really interesting process just getting the car over there. It was a nightmare because it was during COVID. So
yeah,
I to be honest, barely even got a drive when I was over there.
Really?
Yeah, literally.
My first question for you is then, how much did it cost to fill up that tank in Europe, bro? Because that thing is a guzzler.
Yeah, it is. And gas over there is not cheap.
It's like 83 pounds a liter. I don't even know how to do the math right.
Yeah.
You're like, why is this number still going up? At some point, this thing got to stop.
Yeah, it's expensive. It's expensive.
That was fire, bro.
Okay.
I had to ask.
All right.
I'm not a Hellcat guy.
As you can tell, we don't discuss the questions before we start.
No. He had no clue what I was about to ask.
Genuine. Nice and organic.
DeAndre Yellen, dude, look, we've been huge fans of you for a long time. It's an absolute honor to talk to you.
Appreciate that.
We're at MLS All-Star here in Minnesota. We don't have enough time because there's a million things about your career that I would like to discuss, but you are back in Major League Soccer. You're with Inter Miami. And now, like, I'm seeing the full kit up close.
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, this thing is absolute fire.
You
dude.
Like it?
Yeah.
All right, good.
And you got the green screen hair, too?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yo, bro. It actually, I was doing, what is it? Car wash thing with the national team where I go around, do all the media stuff, and it was a green screen. I actually had my hair was dead green, so they were like, you know what, can I swear on here?
Yeah, okay.
They were like, fuck it. They were like, fuck it, like if it comes out green, we'll just add something, like do something with your head, like, so I don't know what they're gonna do for that, but
they got a little Hellcat on.
Yeah, could have a little Hellcat. Yeah,
but look, we're here at MLS All-Star, and now that you're back in the league and being away from it for a little bit and then being back in it. I mean, is there anything immediately that you noticed was like, okay, this wasn't here when I left?
Yeah.
Personally, probably all the training grounds. The training grounds and new stadiums. Yeah, it's incredible to see. The facilities are amazing. And, you know, to be honest, for me, as a collective, probably the best facilities in the world. If you take all of them and, you know, compare them against every other league, probably the best in the world. You know, it's something America definitely does right.
Yeah, for sure.
So the facilities are incredible.
America, we practice better.
That's what I'm saying. We practice better.
Bro, get like us, bro. You need get your facilities up, man. How many texts and messages are you getting from former teammates in Europe being like, how is it out there, bro?
Millions.
For real?
Not actually millions, but there's a lot.
I was about to say, your battery must be dying on this phone.
Everybody wants to come here, honestly. I always get questions. Hey, MLS, hey, talk to this guy for me. You know, everybody wants to come to America. You know, it's obviously difficult with, you know, with the salary structure and things like that.
Yeah, right. Explaining it to Europeans.
Exactly.
I had to explain the discovery list to someone, and they were like, the what?
I don't even understand some of the stuff either. I'm a Tampa. I don't even know what it is. But
Messi, you going to Columbus, bro.
bro. Right?
Is my bank account all right? Yeah. I don't care what I am. Yeah, exactly. PPE, exactly. Tam, yeah. Whatever.
So Tam, exactly. Where you go to the store with Tam?
Yo, what? CVS, you take this?
Yeah, it's not an EBT, bro. I don't know what this is.
when you look at your career, you go out pretty young. You end up in Europe. Immediately, what's the first thing you missed about whether, and don't say friends and family. We ain't
No, that's the easy answer.
Like when you came back, what were you like? Yes, I want blank.
Honestly, it's not so much of what I wanted, but it's more like, it sounds so stupid. You know, the little like jingles on the it's like certain commercials.
Wow. Yeah.
Because
they ain't got commercials like that out there.
Yeah, they don't have them. And like when I got, I didn't know that I missed that kind of stuff, but it was like, you hear it, and it's like, I'm home. Or, you know, certain foods.
J.G. Wentworth.
Yeah, exactly.
That shit does slap, bro.
That's what I'm talking about.
When they're on the bus singing it, I'm that goes hard, yo. Saturday
just
morning
put
cartoon.
Put a beat on it.
A reggaeton exactly. beat, right? You know they're trying to get all Latinos in there anyway. Trying to scam our society. now you're back in MLS. Go to Miami.
Yeah.
Big move for you, right? You're a Seattle guy. You end up in Miami. What do you think so far?
I love it.
Yeah?
I love it. I've, you know, the whole community's really welcomed me in. The club's welcomed me in. Amazing. You know, the team's doing a lot better. We started off a little bit rough, but the team's doing a lot better right now. And from the beginning of the year, nobody really gave us a chance, you know, just because.
We didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. It is what it is. But I think now we finally, like, hit a stride and found some form. And, you know, hopefully we can keep it up to the end of the season and make playoffs. And then hopefully do well in playoffs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been great being able to see family and just really be back home.
Okay, and the introduction of Alejandro Pozuelo, that must have been nice, right?
Yeah,
because
yeah.
The Duke of Ball.
Oh, yeah. He's incredible. I was, you know, when I found out we were getting him, I was like, okay. All right. I mean, I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
What a player.
Okay.
You get mad Cuban now? You're starting to talk with your hands a lot more?
No, but I'm learning little Spanish phrases, interestingly, from a Brazilian.
Okay.
Gregor is the one teaching me, but he's teaching me some Spanish phrases. So
I'm trying to say something. Anything that stuck that you want
to? You want to let the fans know on your way out?
Yeah, bro.
Paz y amor.
Hey, okay. he's going to have an R&B album pretty soon, I'm telling you. Thank you so much.
DeAndre Yedlin, everybody. Best of luck at the All-Star game.
Thanks, absolutely. Guys.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Ferreira. Oh,
let's
my God.
Let's go. We are here at MLS All-Star training. We're getting a little training session in.
100%. I know I'm sweating. And that's just the sun, dude. The breeze is nice, though. You must be getting a nice break from the Dallas weather.
Yes, I definitely like this better than back at home. So
a nice little breeze every once in a while. Uh-huh. Dallas, you heard of it?
Jesus Ferreira, dude. Well, absolutely honored to meet you and get to chat with you. MLS All-Star, we've been asking some of the players, I assume you got here probably yesterday.
Yes.
What's been the experience like so far getting to meet and hang out with some of the other All-Stars?
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. Obviously, there's a few guys that I met out of here, but, you know, there's new faces, new guys to me, and so I'm just excited to get to know everyone and, you know, share the field.
When you look at opportunities like this, you know, we've asked some of the other players, Liga MX fans are like, oh, that's just MLS. Is there a little bit of, like, watch what we can do?
Yeah, 100%. I think that everyone, you know, always talks about Liga MX and MLS. And so these events are always to have fun and enjoy it, but there's always that little side of the competition. And so, you know, we're excited. Like you said, we want to show what we got. And so we want to go out there and win.
What about, is there like a Theo? Is there somebody who's yipping? You know, maybe like a Tigres fan in the family or
not
something?
That I know. Not that I know of. So.
No, none in your family? It was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, no haga mucho.
No.
Okay, good.
Another thing I want to ask about is the fact that you are a designated player this year for FC Dallas. And
secure the bag, baby.
We got to support.
Bro.
We got to show
up. We bag chasing out here, bro. Okay, we bag chasing.
We're going to give Jesus flowers.
Uh-huh.
But a homegrown player becoming a designated player, you don't see that in MLS usually. The level of confidence that brought you, and then, you know, that your club believes in you that much, you know, to want to keep you and pay you what you're worth. What was that feeling like for you as a professional?
Yeah, it was a lot of hard work, you know, and like you said, I'm just excited and happy that the club believes in me and has enough confidence in me
to give me that opportunity to be a DP. I know it's, you know, I believe I was the first one on the league. And so I'm just excited that, you know, I can show other young guys that if they keep working and they believe and the club believes in them, that anything is possible. And so for me, it was just, you know, it was a stage that I knew that I wanted to stay home and that I knew that my main goal was to bring something big to Dallas. My dad did. And so I want to, you know, I want to always beat him. And so I was, nice. That's something that
a little family rivalry, yeah, right, of course. There.
So, you know, I'm just excited to be able to stay at my club and, you know, I'm excited that they believe in me.
Okay. All right. Look, when we secure a big bag, we got to make a dumb purchase. Just something's like, I would have never done this otherwise. I got the bag purchase. Is it what, a watch? Is it the ice on the ears? What was the one thing where you're like, this was my gift to me for being so good at this sport?
I earned this.
From homegrown to DP, this is now, I buy this.
I think it was a pair of shoes.
Pair of shoes?
Yes, I'm a shoe guy. I'm a sneakerhead. So.
Sneakerhead?
Yeah.
What'd you get? Did you get like off-whites?
No, I got some Versace's.
Versace?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Versace,
yeah.
Versace.
Yeah, yeah.
Medusa head on me. Let's go.
But that must be a great thing. I know, obviously, your dad, FC Dallas legend as well, but the to become the first homegrown, to become a designated player, I'm sure he's proud, but there's also a little bit like...
Was he like, if there was designated players back then, I would have been it. Is there a little bit of that?
Not so much. He's a good guy.
We got to have drinks with Dad. See, let's get it out of him.
Maybe you can break him. Maybe you can break him.
All right, comes from a good family, this dude. I don't even have a dad. He would have called me. He's like, that ain't nothing.
Why are you calling me to put me
down? I know,
damn. I haven't heard from you in years.
Yeah, call your son Jesus, bro.
All right, so last thing. U.S. men's national team, because that has been, you know, we're on Twitter.
Right.
Okay. We see
bro,
it.
Talk that talk. Tell England they're going to get washed.
We know.
You're going to get dusted on Black Friday, bro. Let them know.
All right. Don't do that because that might be.
Three Lions are getting took out. All right. Yo, let them know.
Before the England-USA game, they're going to use this clip.
100%.
No.
But show this at the pub, dog.
The expectations are wild. This is, it's a World Cup year, you know, and then the amount of effort and energy. Can you just talk a little bit about the group leading into this World Cup and just seeing what everybody online is saying? It's like everybody's, who's going to be the striker? Who's going to be the striker? Who's going to be the striker? What does that do to motivate you as a player?
Yeah, no, I think the group is focused. We know that this is a huge opportunity for all of us. And so I think the group is just working hard to make that roster. You know, nobody's safe right now. Everyone's fighting for a spot. And so for me personally, you know, like you said, everyone's asking for that. Who's going to be that number nine? And for me, it just motivates me to keep doing the things that I know that I can do. It helps a lot that I can play in that system back at home. And so that, and it helps a lot that Nico has a lot of trust in me. And so me just giving back to all the trust that they put on me and just providing on the field and just keep working hard, I think that good things will come. And so, like I said before, I want to focus on good games back at home and having goals and having assists and just running. And I think that will do everything that I can that's in my power, that I have in my control. And hopefully I get that call from Greg at the end of the year and I'm in that roster.
Bro, how could they deny you, bro? You're too good. Also, we're going to edit out. We're going to the England part, and then I'm going to edit out the part you said nobody's safe. It's just going to be the whole interview. What you think about England? You're just going to be like, nobody's safe. We're going to be egregious with it. Thank you so much for your time, bro.
You know what? Last question, because you mentioned you were a sneakerhead. Greg Berhalter, also a big sneakerhead. Any competition there at all?
Who's got the plug? Who's got the better plug?
Well, he's a Nike guy, and I'm an Adidas guy. So we're in two different fields. Right.
Easy day was a big day. You didn't have to pick up your phone. You sent the text the day before. You said, hook it up, Adidas.
Jesus, thank you so much
thank
for joining
you, thank
us, man.
You.
Absolutely.
Thank
you. Best of luck in the All-Star game and the rest of the season.
Perfect. Thank you. Absolutely.
Coach already assisting. I don't know if you saw that. Yeah. Hand in the water with a no-look pass
of
the water. Was very impressive.
It's a long time ago.
He still got it. Yeah. He still got it. We are here with head coach of Minnesota United.
And the MLS All-Star team.
And the MLS All-Star team. Coach Adrian Heath, thank you so much for joining us.
Pleasure, guys.
This is an absolute honor. This is actually not the first time we've met.
No.
Coincidentally, we were on the same flight.
Gate 28.
Okay, Alexis.
And by the way, it was a long day, if you remember.
Yes, yes, very long day.
So, yeah, we met at the airport when we filmed. So we filmed a documentary called The Cooligans Clásico. Yeah. So that is because I'm an Everton fan, Alex is the Arsenal fan. And we are the Cooligans, and we call that The Cooligans Clásico.
Okay.
And we were on the same flight, saw you on at our gate. And it was
an Everton legend.
Yeah. What a...
And I think we won that one, didn't we?
We certainly
First
did.
First of all, very rude of you. I was a guest in your home.
look, should we start with Europe or start with MLS?
Well, just like he did with his career. Start with Europe and then we'll make our way.
Okay, look, it was the last few months have been the last year, as an Everton fan, has been fascinating. I think even for fans of the Premier League, seeing Everton even in the position that they were in, but clearly as a former player, it must feel a little bit different and hurt in a different way.
This is strange what I'm going to say, Christian, but I was actually pleased with the season that we had and staying up on virtually the last game,
right?
Because it gave that new young generation of supporters an idea of what the football club is and what it represents, because they haven't seen it.
Right.
You know, we haven't won a trophy since 96, the FA Cup, I think it is. And for that younger generation to probably see why their dad and why their grandfather love this club, I think that Crystal Palace game showed everything in a nutshell. So, in a perverse sort of way, it was something I think that should galvanize the club.
Yeah. I'm going to stop you. It's not in a perverse way. This seems to be a common thread amongst Evertonians, is that the idea is you can enjoy being an Everton supporter without the pain associated with being an Everton supporter. It's you guys are masochists. It sort of bonds you, apparently.
Yeah, I've been called a lot of things in my time. Masochist, not so sure, but it was a surreal ending to the season. My wife said to me, "Do you want to watch the game on your own? The Palace game?" And I went, "Yeah." And I was pacing up and down.
Where did you watch it?
I watched it in my home in Wayzata, which is obviously 20 minutes sort of west of here.
Is it a separate, like you have a great room or something? Like one of those rooms that just has the TV and you could throw stuff?
No. That was why my wife left. I think she wanted to leave me to it. And by the way, at 2-0 at half time, she rang me. She goes, "Do you want me to come back?" I go, "No, you better stay out for a few hours. Stay out for a few more hours if you don't mind.
Until the final whistle. Yeah. Don't walk in."
No, then obviously the comeback was unbelievable, but you know, it was a special night, but for a lot of wrong reasons, really.
For Adrian, how does Adrian Heath watch an important match like that? Are you coaching, yelling, "We should be doing this, get up, forward"?
Invariably, you sit there with your coach's hat on saying, "Well, they could be doing this, or at half time I would maybe change this." That one was nothing more than a supporter praying that the team that he loved so dearly was not going to get relegated.
Yeah.
Because I don't think people realize what would happen to the football club if it did. You know, the new stadium's going up.
Yeah.
We can't be going down and being a championship club and building a half a billion-dollar stadium.
Right.
You know, that's just not in the plan, I don't think.
Yeah.
But, no, it was a pretty surreal evening. But I did an interview for a magazine in England about 7 or 8 weeks before the end of the season. Mm-hmm. And they asked me, "Do you think Everton will go down?" And I said, "No, because the stadium and the supporters will keep them in the division." And they did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because without the reaction of the supporters in that stadium, which is still, for me, one of the most atmospheric stadiums in the country, I don't know whether they got over the line. I really don't.
You know, they said that on the gantry before the last match. They said, you know, Everton's going through a bit of a rough patch, but they have this place.
Yes.
And from being there and being in the away section, as Damari Gray's goal went in, very rude again. But as I saw that, because I'm an American, I'm not as live or die. You know, a loss doesn't, it makes me very upset, but I'm not one of those people that, you know, throughout my day, it's not everyone's going to be like, "Everton lost, Everton lost," or Arsenal lost. So I kind of like, I can get over it on my own, in my own way. But so I guess I was disconnected from a little bit, but seeing the Gladys Street end go crazy as that ball went in, I'm like, you know what? This is a little different than most other clubs. There's something very specific about Goodison.
And obviously I've played in virtually every stadium in the UK. Nearly every one of the 92 clubs. Mm-hmm. There's nowhere like it when it's a big game under the lights. And as part of me, as much as I know it's progression and the club want to move into the 21st century and the corporate hospitality is such an important part. But it's like me saying to a Cubs fan or a Red Sox fan, we're going to bring Wrigley Field, we're going to flatten it and build a brand new shiny stadium or Fenway Park.
They'd be like, no chance.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. So there's part of me which is like that.
Right.
Because it is something special and it will be sadly missed when it's gone.
The other thing...
You've played in every stadium. Which one's the worst one?
Oh, there's been some bad ones in the lower leagues, trust me. I played on a wet, rainy night in Newport County one night. The showers weren't working, and there was about 12 of us in one bath after the game. And I still have nightmares thinking about that after the game.
PTSD. So the last question I want to ask about Everton is the Minnesota United did play against Everton.
Yeah, why'd you do that to them?
So, as a former player and coaching, it's obviously exciting to have your former team play, at Allianz Field, but there must have been a bittersweet feeling.
You
could
see
victory.
It on your face, actually.
Yeah, I was obviously this part of me which is so pleased for our club.
Yes,
right. And I was so pleased the way that our club represented itself. Mm-hmm. You know, great crowd, great game day. The evening was a great evening of entertainment in terms of the atmosphere. The players did themselves justice. And then I wake up next morning and go, the cold, harsh reality of, oh my God, are we in for another roller coaster? We're going to be biting my nails again come August, you know?
You know, it's funny. There's Nas is a rapper. Yeah. There's a line he said way back in the day. It said, it be your own peoples. I thought that as soon as I saw it, I was like, ooh. Yeah.
It was an incredible showing for Minnesota United. Yeah. I think that is the thing that we should highlight and focus on.
One thing I do want to ask, because you mentioned the fan base here, which we got to see when Allianz opened. Yeah. It was incredible.
Yeah.
What do you think the world will take from this MLS All-Star game when they watch it? Because I have a feeling the fans are going to be impressing a lot of people.
Okay, and it'll be sold out, which it nearly always is. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got a great fan base. I think the biggest thing I think people will take away from it is that's a football town.
Yeah.
Because that's not what everybody thinks about America at times. This is a football town. You know, they go back to the Kicks, etc., to the 70s, the 80s. Right. We've had teams here.
Yeah.
So it hasn't surprised me. You know, when I first got here, I was like, I wonder what it's going to be like. And then I started to go to these sort of watch parties and going and meeting the fans. There's a depth of knowledge here about the game.
Yeah.
You know, we've got loads of supporters groups in town. So, no, the one thing I want people to take away from it is special stadium, special atmosphere, and that's a football town.
Nah, okay. It's beautiful.
And we've been asking a lot of the players when it comes to that rivalry between MLS and Liga MX.
Yeah.
Is, from the coaching standpoint, is there any, you know, bragging rights that you're also focusing on, or are you just trying to have a good time?
No, I think that we all realize we represent the MLS, and I think what the commission has done over the last 20 years has gradually grown this league to where now there's a piece of paper between the two leagues in terms of quality.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't always the case.
No,
I think
it wasn't.
I came here 13 years ago, and if there was a Liga MX collective against an MLS, I think it'd been pretty decisive which way it would have gone. Mm. I don't think anybody could predict what the game would be like on Wednesday.
Right.
Last year it was penalties. I think it will be really, really close again, because I think the Liga MX, they realize that this is a proper competition now and a proper rivalry, because the leagues are catching up.
Yeah.
You know, I think them days of Liga MX looking down on MLS are long gone.
Yeah.
I think they are.
They are. The corner feels like it's been turned,
yes,
for sure.
Yeah.
How much effort, or how much can you really put into a collective of guys that you'll have, you know, be able to coach for 3 or 4 days?
Well, it's funny. I spoke to all the players this morning, and I said, this is going to be interesting for me, because I've never had a squad of 10 number 10s, you know, 6 number 9s, and like only 7 defenders.
No one wants to pass.
Everyone wants to get on a highlight reel.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's going to have its challenges, but the one thing I know we have got a lot of talent.
Yeah.
So I'm sure that speaking to the players this morning, they're all really determined to do well and make a good showing. We'll try and make sure that everybody plays, because I think that's only fair that everybody feels as though they've contributed.
Of course.
And then I'm always mindful of the factors. You know, we've got this 10-game stretch now where we're all in this, you know, playoff scenario. Yeah. And be respectful for every coach who, by the way, have all rang me and gone, play my guy for 15 minutes. Yeah, That'll be enough. You know what I mean? I can't promise that, but I promise you won't do more than 45. Right,
right. Whoever you're competing against for a playoff spot, burn those players.
Well, I told Gary
Smith,
keep
them on the pitch for 90.
Nashville players have played the full 90, extra time and PKs if need be.
Look, we just really got to make sure that the world sees their talent.
All the Nashville players have to stay on the field for extra training after. Exactly. Burn them, dude.
Adrian Heath, this has been an absolute honor. Thank you so much for joining us. This is so, so cool. Best of luck in the MLS All-Star Game and for the rest of the season. And obviously, up the Toffees.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, pleasure, guys. Anytime.
Absolutely. Last thing I want to say to you is just imagine that you have played for Liga MLS, Mackey's All-Stars, so that MLS beats them 4-0.
There you go. Yeah. That'll be good. Cheers, fellas.
Adrian, thank you so much.
Legends only.
Okay.
This man has caused me more pain watching U.S. versus Mexico than anybody else. I mean, an absolute honor.
Thank you, guys.
Chicharito, everybody.
Javier Chicharito Hernandez. We're absolutely honored to be talking to you. I mean, it does feel, you know, there's few times we've been doing this long enough where we don't necessarily get easily starstruck, but this is one of those moments.
No, I'm serious.
No, we're being honest. I saw you at the hotel eating dinner. I was like, what's Chicharito eating?
I want the same.
I said to the waiter, I go, give me the Chicharito, whatever he's having. And then I saw the bill and I was like, give me half of the Chicharito.
but let's start with being
an MLS All-Star again. And I mean, this is an exciting experience because look, when you came to MLS, it was obviously a big deal. And you know, we all know, you know, the business side of it where they know Chicharito is going to attract a lot of attention. But when it comes to All-Star games, this is a different type of, this is the obvious, like, all right, everybody, MLS is here. We're competing against Liga MX. There's a little bit of, there's that bragging rights. But, you know, as a Mexican player playing against, you know, you played against Chivas just the other day. Yeah. What does that role or responsibility feel like for you in getting more eyes on this league?
No, the only responsibility is that we came here to compete as well. We know what these 3 days means and all of this, like you said, like a lot of crowd, a lot of people, a lot of media, a lot of exposure, if you want to tell. It's part of this, but we come here to win. For example, in my case, I'm going to play today the skills challenge, so I'm gonna try to win as well, try to give everything. And then on the game, we're going to compete. We don't come here just to just walk around and just have fun and stuff. We come here, we're going to have fun, we're going to enjoy it. But as well, we want to play because we are very grateful that they chose us to be over here. So, yeah, that's going to happen. And I was talking with Alexis and I was talking with a few guys from La Liga MX yesterday at dinner. And we're coming with the same mentality, man. Of course, it's a friendly match because we know what it means. But we both are going to compete and we're both going to try to win, of course.
By the way, I'm going to cut out the part where you said I'm talking to Alexis because that's my name. So I'm going to pretend.
Oh, really?
I'm going to pretend you met me this whole time. But let's be honest. When the WhatsApp lights up and you're getting text messages from the homies in Mexico, and they're asking about the MLS and wanting to play here, you getting a lot of these? Are we getting some players?
Not a lot, but I get a few with friends that have friends around the professional like niche, and they probably try to find another team and stuff. They always ask me about MLS, and I tell them always like the same stuff that I received when I was asking before I came. It was like, this league is growing so much. This league is way better than people think and people talk about it. It's very competitive. And then, of course, you are living in a great country with a lot of opportunities, with a lot of safe measures. And as well, you know, this league has a lot of exposure too. You can use this league as well for whatever you need. You want to go then to Europe, have a great exposure. Right. This league has everything that the best as they can to try to give the players whatever they need. You know, sometimes they need to get rid of one of their best players for the franchise, but it's the opportunity for that player to go to Europe. They're going to allow that, you know, like Pepe last year and all other players.
You actually have a really cool perspective about that because you are from Mexico, but you played in Europe as well. So you've got that experience from both of those leagues. When you came to MLS, were you surprised at how advanced maybe the level of competition
definitely,
was?
Definitely. It surprised me in a very good way. And not because I was underestimating this league, but it was because, of course, a lot of people keep, they're being 27 years and then sometimes sometimes they don't want to give that credit that in 27 years you can do things a little bit quicker than a lot of other countries. Yeah. You know, we're talking about the other leagues that they have hundreds of years
in this
business, and this one is 27 years around.
Right.
So the exponential growth that they've been showing, sometimes a lot of countries feel threatened about it instead of just admire that, you know?
Okay, yeah. It's over for England. We're almost getting
No, not like that, man. No, not like that. We're talking about 27 years.
Of course,
can see this league all around the world, man, and how many teams are going to come in the future as well, and the players that want to come here, man. It's like, it's serious. This league is serious, a little bit quiet, and thinking about the long run.
That's good. We're doing it below the radar.
Exactly.
Okay. We're going
to
surprise them all.
Exactly. And one of the things, why I'm so excited to talk to you is because you're truly one of my favorite players, athletes, just personalities. You are the thing I appreciate the most is that you're just so sincere about who you are. You're very genuine, whether your successes, your struggles.
And for the context, for the fans, vulnerability and Latin machismo don't often go together. You've broken that mold, and it's a real inspiration to us both.
It's a thing that we've talked, you know, we're both, I'm Dominican, he's Cuban, and it is a thing. I remember a couple years ago, you were on like a Instagram Live, and you were talking about that exact thing, about those challenges in Hispanic culture. Yeah. What maybe propelled you to get to the point where you felt like, oh, I need to talk about this because it's becoming a real problem?
Realistically, I didn't think about mental health, about spirituality, and about all that stuff because I needed or I have to. It was something that I was living in that moment, and and I still live. Like, it's the only thing that makes sense. Of course, I just I wait. And then you're with this guy.
What's up,
guys?
What's up, guys? Four Latinos in the corner. Chismando.
No quiero hablar en español, ¿eh?
¿Qué prefieres?
No empiezo con esa cosa mexicana porque yo no lo entiendo. Yo no sé lo que es güey, yo no sé lo que no mames.
No sabe.
Yo sé un poco. Okay. I don't even know where to continue. I don't know if we should finish
your point. Switch.
We are here now with Carlos.
Why? How are you friends?
Pivot.
Don't you guys supposed to hate each other? Whoa.
You say that.
Who said that?
Look at this. You guys are getting along. On FIFA, when I play, you guys don't like each other.
Yeah, good actors.
Take it until you make it. No?
Are you also going to do the skills challenge?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay.
I
was going to say, are you going to beat him?
He have to show if he's good or not.
Nah.
I know already. Yeah. You're good.
You know what? Now that I have the two of you here, quick question. Best taco spot in L.A.?
We were talking about the other day about that.
Oh, okay.
My house.
Your house?
My house.
We invited, bro. We're going. What do I do? Just yell, Calita.
In Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills? Of course, Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills, bro. He's not living in East L.A.
No, of course not.
He's not in Los Feliz.
No.
Eagle Rock? No, thank you, bro.
This is surreal. I can't believe this is happening.
Yeah. Remember when we requested to interview both of these guys? We didn't think it was going to happen at once.
No, not at all. This is wild.
All the star game. This thing happened.
Well, expected and unexpected, no?
What do we think about the season? LAFC, LA Galaxy, both very competitive, very strong.
No, kind of.
What do we think moving forward? What do we?
Do
we want to make a prediction? Maybe.
What? My
prediction is LA Galaxy going to playoffs. That's my prediction.
Okay.
And then we'll see.
Here first.
Okay. Yeah. This is like.
These guys are.
Very good.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I want to ask this at least from a player on LAFC and LA Galaxy. Seeing, I mean, the names. Obviously, there's already superstars on this on LAFC.
Chiellini,
everybody's like, how do they work the books? How does this all happening? But to work with these players coming into LAFC, this is pretty incredible, no?
Yeah, of course. I mean, in the end, when you play with good players, everything is easy.
Okay.
You enjoy more to have quality in your side make your job easy. So we're enjoying, we're in a good way. And of course, we have to finish. Getting the trophy is the only thing we have on mind.
Yeah, and finally LAFC have stars. Finally.
By the way.
That's right.
She's worse. Yeah, she's worse. Right. No, wait. No, she's worse.
I feel like you're not getting invited to this taco cookout. By the way, your handlers are very mad. You got to go, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
This was great. You don't have to leave yet, Carlos.
DJ,
you're
staying
here. Yeah, Carlos. No.
Okay.
I'm going to steal him for one quick
second. Oh, okay. No.
I'll bring him back.
All right.
They're not bringing him back. That was absolutely legendary.
Unbelievable.
Bro, Carlos Vela and Chicha Frito touched this microphone, bro.
Okay, we've never had that many people photograph us to do anything.
That's not true, bro. You should see when I walk out of a pizza shop, the paparazzi's there, the pizzarazzi's there.
Unreal.
Yes. No. We're comedians. We like an audience. Please.
Okay. I mean,
you see him in the background, bro. This is vibes.
This is wild.
We are at... He did come back. We are back.
Carlitos.
Funny? That's the first time I've heard it said with an S, because Cubans, we don't really pronounce the S, so we say Carlito.
Carlito, but you... Carlitos. Carlitos. That's os. Usually how they say it.
Os. Well, we don't say the S's at one word.
Why?
Because we're Cuban. We're quick. We're not relaxed like Mexicans.
We are going from Cancun, so...
Oh, you're from Cancun?
Yeah, no, that's right. That's
many,
right.
Many Cubans there.
Yeah.
Okay.
You said it like you want him out. He's like, it's too many, really.
any Dominicans in Cancun?
Also, but Mark Cuban.
You got a
bandana,
dude.
It is fun. Yeah, it's always like that wondering of, you know, I don't know how many Dominicans or Cubans you know that are also into soccer, football. But I don't know, you know, we have to represent the Caribbean. To because soccer's growing in the
it's
Caribbean
not just
as
Bad
well.
Bunny out there.
It's not. We have more than that.
Yeah, we have more than that. Talk to me about the move. First of all, massive Arsenal fan. Thierry Henry is my favorite player of all time, and I never have a shirt with his name on it. I got a shirt with your name on it.
Good choice.
Yeah, because you're from here, dog. Like, we got to represent for this hemisphere. But sure. Talk about that move when you came to LAFC and seeing the insanity of the 32-52 and just how exciting it is and the stars that are coming in.
Yeah.
This must feel like an absolute wonder for you.
Yeah, crazy. Imagine I come here as a first player.
Right.
Was nothing around, no stadium, no facility.
It's just you by yourself.
Honestly. When I signed and I was going, taking the flight to LA just for the presentation and back to play 6 more months in Spain, I was on the plane saying, like, where I'm going? Right. Maybe it's nothing there. And they signed, like, no team, nothing.
Nothing.
And after that, I come in and was, like, already the 32-52 getting crazy. Make a first day for me was
right.
A lot of people jumping, getting fun. I was like, okay, this will be special.
It's a party.
Every time we play at home, it's a big party. So for us, when we play at home, it's like we have to do a good job. We have to do some show for them because they are waiting for that. They are like this. They wait 5 days to that moment.
Right.
For them, that 2 hours is crazy. So we feel we have to do at least a good game. Bring everything because they are doing that. Because
we were talking to Chicha about this, about how, you know, the comparison with MLS being a much younger league versus some of the leagues in Europe and other countries. But the first day of LAFC felt like, has this team been around for 70, 80 years?
You know what happened? It's... LA is a lot of Latins.
Yeah.
And exactly.
The Latin, we always make party for everything. So
I've never been to a quinceañera. You don't know. Everything's
like, it's, that was easy because if you put Mexican, Latins together, they get crazy.
We
have
to just throw a ball.
Let's go. Like, we make it. Like, anything you make there will be good. So that's a good advantage we have in LA. Yeah.
One of the things I love about you is how big of an NBA fan you are.
Yeah, that's always a...
You're a Lakers guy, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I always follow LeBron, so now I'm in LA.
Okay.
LeBron is there, so everything so put together. So,
exactly.
Right now, Bronny... Are you going to follow his kid next?
Oh, I have to.
The whole family, bro.
The whole family will be together.
We're both Knicks fans. What do you think it's going to take for the Knicks to win anything?
Oof. Looks tough, man.
He hit me with a
I mean,
I like when big cities make a good team and fight right. for championship and stuff, but I don't know what happened in Knicks. Like, every year is the year of the Knicks, and
right.
nothing happened. Saying, nothing happened. Even playoffs.
Isn't it crazy? It's the third most valuable sports team in the world.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
Wait, imagine we won.
What it yeah, is, we you, can compete to win. Yeah.
What it is crazy. Is that we need 4,000 owners like LAFC has to really get a lot of new ideas.
Maybe I have more heads to think yeah, what right. you are doing wrong.
Will Ferrell, buy the Knicks.
Please.
I want to ask you this. This might be a personal question, so you don't have to answer it.
Okay.
Your hair was getting crazy at one point. Super long, very luscious. What's the decision? Is it like a game day thing for you? Do you decide, like, I want to wear my hair like this? I'm going to let it grow? Is it, are you psyching no. out the other players?
Honestly, I'm, like, really lazy guy about go to okay. cut my hair and... Okay. But it's like in the oh, it's too long. I cut it. Like some days, it's like cut me short because I don't want to come back like in right. 3 months or 5 months. So it depends how I am. Of course, with family, you don't have enough time to sometimes right. to go and stay there cutting your hair. But
don't they cut it in the hotels on the road?
No, honestly, my wife cut my hair most of the time. Yeah, it's true.
You're making tacos. Your wife cut your hair. You can leave your house.
That's true.
You wouldn't tell because you didn't. You were in GQ. Right or what? Yeah. And you did the all denim, yeah. right? You did all
that. That's right.
That was okay. So you wouldn't be able to tell that there's any laziness when it comes to your
when
image.
I'm there, I don't say that. I say like I prepare myself for 2 hours.
I have a 17 step skin program.
I just come straight from there.
Yeah. Let's do makeup tutorials.
I have 48 eye creams. Very important.
Look in my bag.
Carlos, I think you gotta go, man. Yeah. There's
I do want to ask you this though, because you have something about you that seems like very, especially on the team with the younger players, you have like a little bit of like almost like a father figure for some of these younger players, like you're help guide their career. End of when you're done playing in 10, 15 years, whenever you want, what do you want to do? You want to be a coach?
No.
You want to do media?
No. No, not yet. I'm not sure. Like right now, if you ask me, I don't want it. But maybe when I retire, you are boring at home.
Yeah. Right.
Eat a lot of tacos. I have to move. Yeah.
You know? You look more like you're
like, oh, I have to do something. So, whenever, who knows? But right now, if you tell me tomorrow, I would say no. But I don't close any door, so I'm open for everything.
Yeah, I cannot wait for the Carlitos NBA podcast.
Ooh, imagine.
It's going to be huge.
I'm more for that direction than football. No, so,
we need you in media.
Right now.
In New York.
Yes, come to New York.
Careful.
Fix the Knicks.
Yeah, I will.
Right now, you can focus on beating the Liga MX All-Stars. So,
for sure.
Carlos, un placer, hermano.
My God, un honor.
Cuídense. Take care.
Cuídense.